July Texas upstream employment drops, but talent demand stays strong. Texas border business. Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association, TIPRO. Austin. Citing the latest current employment statistics, CES, report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS. The Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association, TIPRO, highlighted new employment figures for the Texas oil and natural gas industry. According to TIPRO, employment in the Texas upstream sector decreased by 1,200 jobs between June and July 2026, reflecting a decline of 300 jobs in oil and natural gas extraction, 62,800, and a decline of 900 service sector jobs, 133,000, subject to revisions. Texas upstream employment ended July higher than where it started the year, but the two most recent months point to a weakening trend, explains TIPRO. Employment rose from 192,400 jobs in January to a peak of 197,300 in May, says TIPRO, then declined for two consecutive months to 195,800 in July, a drop of 1,500 jobs, or 0.8%, from the May peak. Measured against the January starting point, upstream employment is still up 3,400 jobs, or 1.8%, for the year. That net gain reflects a much larger increase of 5,800 jobs posted from a February low of 191,500 to the May peak of 197,300, following an early year decline of 900 jobs in February. The June and July losses of 301,200 jobs, respectively, subsequently gave back a portion of that spring gain, marking the first back-to-back monthly declines of the year. Note that June figures, initially reported as a 400-job increase, have since been revised, and now reflect a 300-job decline for the May to June period. Month-to-month fluctuation of this kind is common in upstream employment data over the course of a year, adds TIPRO, and this period has been no exception, with declines in three of the six monthly changes recorded so far, including the 900-job drop in February and the 1,200-job drop in July, the steepest monthly decline of the year. With upstream employment now down in back-to-back months for the first time in 2026, the two-month pullback raises the question of whether the spring hiring surge has run its course amid elevated but volatile oil prices connected to the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict, or whether it reflects a shorter-term pause before renewed growth. TIPRO believes the latter is more likely, pointing to continued strength in upstream job postings as a signal that employment growth will resume. TIPRO's workforce analysis continues to indicate strong job postings for the Texas oil and natural gas industry. According to the association, there were 10,951 unique industry job postings in Texas during the month of July, and 4,363 new job postings added during the month. In comparison, the state of Pennsylvania had 3,404 unique job postings in July, followed by California, 3,278, Ohio, 2,694, and New York, 2,558. TIPRO reported a total of 69,755 unique job postings nationwide during the month of July within the oil and natural gas industry, including 27,562 new postings. Among the 19 specific industry sectors TIPRO uses to define the Texas oil and natural gas industry, support activities for oil and gas operations led in the ranking for unique job listings in July with 2,505 postings, followed by gasoline stations with convenience stores, 1,930, petroleum refineries, 817, and pipeline transportation of natural gas, 718. The leading four cities by total unique oil and natural gas job postings were Houston, 2,795, Midland, 747, Dallas, 512, and Odessa, 512, said TIPRO. The top four companies ranked by unique job postings in July were Love's, 655, Baker Hughes, 377, Murphy USA, 348, and ExxonMobil, 345, according to the association. Of the top 10 companies listed by unique job postings in July, six companies were in the services sector, two gasoline stations with convenience stores, one in the midstream sector, and one fully integrated oil and natural gas company. Top posted industry occupations for July included heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers, 543, cashiers, 349, maintenance and repair workers general, 311, and project management specialists, 219. Top qualifications for unique job postings in July included valid driver's license, 2,125, commercial driver's license, CDL, 368, and transportation worker identification credential, TWIC, card, 174. TIPRO reports that 38% of unique job postings required a bachelor's degree, 32% had no education requirement listed, and 32% required a high school diploma or GED. There were 2,550 advertised salary observations, 23% of the 10,951 matching postings, with a median salary of $57,200. The highest percentage of advertised salaries, 36%, were in the $77,000 to $367,000 range. Additional TIPRO workforce trends data. A list of unique job postings by state in July can be viewed here. A sample of industry job postings in Texas for July can be viewed here. The top three posting sources in July included www.indeed.com, 4,282, www.simplyhired.com, 3,164, and www.diversityjobs.com, 1,436. Meanwhile, tax revenue collected by the state from oil and gas production has been growing in recent months, adds TIPRO. New data from the Office of the Comptroller of Public Accounts shows that in July, energy producers in Texas paid $567 million in oil production taxes, up 31% from July 2025. Texas producers also this past July paid an additional $241 million in natural gas production taxes, 36% more than July 2025. Higher tax revenue from the oil and gas sector for the month of July follows increased collections earlier this summer. In June, the Comptroller's Office reported oil production taxes brought in $736 million, the largest monthly collections on record for the tax category and 82% higher than June 2025. Natural gas production tax receipts totaled $212 million for the state during June. Further, TIPRO highlights record-setting oil and natural gas production that is being achieved by the United States, led by the state of Texas. New data projections from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, indicates natural gas production in the U.S. this year will break new records for output. In the EIA's August 2026 Short-Term Energy Outlook, STEO, EIA experts forecast U.S. marketed natural gas production will average 122.5 billion cubic feet per day, BCFD, in 2026, surpassing the previous record of 118.5 BCFD that was set in 2025. This expanded production is heavily driven by production growth in the Permian Basin, as well as the Haynesville Shale Formation. According to the EIA, in the Permian, gas production will average 29.2 BCFD in 2026, 6% more than in 2025. This increase is in large part driven by associated gas produced during crude oil extraction operations. Relatively high oil prices this year have been supporting oil-directed drilling in the Permian region, resulting in a rise in both crude oil and natural gas production. In addition to elevated crude oil prices, a steadily increasing gas-to-oil ratio, GOR, in the Permian is contributing to growth in Permian natural gas production, notes the EIA. Elsewhere, natural gas production in the Haynesville region is estimated to increase by 9%, 1.3 BCFD, in 2026. EIA experts also are forecasting U.S. crude oil production to grow higher this year before surging further in 2027. The EIA is projecting U.S. crude oil production in 2026 will be 13.8 million BD, before increasing to 14.2 million BD next year. The following statement can be attributed to Ed Longenecker, president of TIPRO. Texas oil and natural gas producers continue to deliver the energy that powers the American economy and underpins national security. Record production, strong tax collections for the state and job posting data all reflect an industry that remains indispensable even amid geopolitical volatility and rising input costs. U.S. production, led by Texas, is the primary buffer protecting American consumers and the broader economy from global supply disruptions. At the same time, producers face real constraints. Tariffs on steel and other critical materials are elevating the cost of every well. Federal permitting delays and a growing list of state regulatory requirements continue to test investment timelines. Texas also needs more energy infrastructure to move product to market, more dispatchable power generation and expanded electricity and transmission capacity into the oil and gas producing regions of the state. Available U.S. refining capacity remains exceptionally tight relative to demand, limiting the country's ability to fully convert domestic crude into the fuels consumers and businesses need. Durable permitting reform at the federal level and practical, workable rules at the state level are essential to recognize the scale of Texas production and the capital intensity of modern operations. TIPRO will remain focused on these priorities so that the industry can continue to grow jobs, generate revenue for the state, and supply the reliable energy that the country and our allies need. Information source: Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association, TIPRO.